Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Camilla. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Darwin Franklin, and I've been calling for like the last 2 weeks. And then I talked to a person the other day, and I have to call in every week and make your money and do your survey every week. But I've been trying to do that for the last 2 weeks. I talked to a lady the other day, and she said she won't call me back, but she never did call me back. And the number that they gave me, my 4-digit code number, every time I call to try to do that every week, it's not going through.
Have you tried reaching out to our inquiry department? Is that the number where they said they were going to call you?
Yes, ma'am. I talked to them. They said they were going to call me back. Monday, they never did call me back. So I can't file every week because I'm going to miss 2 weeks to file it because they said my number ain't the right number. The 4-digit number, they say it's not going through.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and reopen the claim for you. You're going to begin filing again on the 31st. If it does not let you file yourself, please call this line so that we can file on the phone with you.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to miss 2 weeks.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to reopen the claim for you. I'm not going to be able to file those 2 weeks for you, but I can reopen the claim so you can continue filing for your weeks going forward. For those previous 2 weeks, when that representative from inquiry department calls you back, you can go ahead and file those back weeks with her. But for the weeks going forward, I'm going to have to reopen the claim so you can try it again on the 31st.
Okay, because a couple weeks ago, they sent me a letter. And I did. They said they needed a picture of my ID and my Social Security card. It was over 2 weeks ago, and I sent all that in. I sent that to them. But now the guy told me that I talked to one guy. He told me that my 4-digit PIN number supposed to be the last 2 numbers of my year of my birthday and my last 2 numbers of my Social Security card. He gave me that, but it's still not working.
That's always going to be your temporary PIN. Even after reopen, it's going to reset back to the last 2 of your social and the last 2 of your birth year. On the 31st,
exactly.
After we reopen, if it does not work when you try to call it in yourself, call this line so that we can complete the weekly on the phone with you.
Okay, well, like I said, it's been over almost 2 months since I started filing. You know, I don't, like I say, they told me to stay, but they told me to stay, and I said all that. So.
Can you provide me with your social?
024-962721.
Verify your name, date of birth, and your mother's maiden name.
Darwin Franklin. Mary Frances Franklin.
What's your date of birth?
2015-1967.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit, into your checking or savings account, or the AL Vantage Prepaid Benefits Card. Which would you prefer?
Yes, they would have been sending me a card the week after I filed. I never received the card either.
Your card isn't mailed out to you until after your first payment has been issued out. But because that account review issue is still on there, they're not going to mail the card out until they take that off.
Okay.
Verify your mailing address for me.
801 Linden Street, L-I-N-D-E-N Street. Linden Street, 801.
What is your phone number?
334-661-9675.
I'm going to ask you a few questions to verify your identity. Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? 2001 Honda S2000, 2002 Acura TL, 2004 Mercedes-Benz Class, 2007 Volkswagen, or never been associated?
Never, neither one.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1139 County Road 4408, 1221 Rumson Drive, 2100 Wabash Drive, 4204 Basswood Circle or never been associated?
Never.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Bell Supply, Ellie Property, Excel of Denison, Statewide Development, or none of the above?
Bell Supply.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Coleman, Hoover, Midland City, Prattville, or none of the above?
Midland City.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1983 Subaru L-Line, 1984 Camelot Cimarron, 1987 Oldsmobile Delta 88, 1992 Plymouth Laser, or never been associated?
I think I had a Camelot Cimarron one time. That'd be some years ago. Yeah.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Provide me with a job title that best reflects your skills.
Yeah, back in the days, I used to deliver sheetrock, and I'm a forklift operator.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Do you have a piece of paper to write down your temporary PIN?
Hold on one second, please. I got one somewhere. I just had one somewhere. Okay. What is
your PIN is 2167.
Now, can you hold on? Hold on. Can you repeat that?
2167.
2167.
Yes. Call
okay.
800.
That's what I've been putting in there, and it's not letting me. It keeps saying invalid PIN. That's the same number I've been putting in there. But
try it again on the 31st. Call it in by calling 800-752-7389. When you call
yes,
that
I got
number,
it. That's when I've been calling.
When you call that number on the 31st, if it still gives you that error message about the PIN being incorrect, call this line so you can file on the phone with us.
Yes, like I said, I done missed 2 weeks, and I say I've been leaving messages on the phone if they're going to call me back. Ain't nobody never called me back yet, and it's been 2 weeks that I done missed. So.
Well, if you book that appointment with our inquiry department, they'll reach back out to you. When they do, go ahead and file those 2 weeks that you missed on the phone with them. But going forward, when you call that number on the 31st, if it doesn't let you, call this line back and let someone know so that you can file the weekly on the phone with them so that your claim doesn't close out again.
Okay. I so appreciate it. Thank you.
And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day.
You too.